Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. Time is running short for MTSU graduates to sign up for the 5th Annual Alumni Summer College. The deadline is June 1st. The event is scheduled for June 20th through the 22nd. The theme of this year's event is A Century in the Making, keeping, of course, with the centennial theme. The Alumni Summer College is open to both alumni and friends, and it's a chance to have a lot of fun while learning some things about MTSU that even longtime faculty might not know. Rhonda King, Assistant Director of Alumni Relations, will provide details after the usual pomp and circumstance from MTSUnews.com.
Here's the latest from MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. Educators from China Agricultural University in Beijing visited MTSU on May 10th and discussed plans for the future with MTSU President Sidney A. McPhee and other administrators. CAU's International College is one of its major attractions for study abroad students from Western nations because classes are conducted in English. And the MTSU Office of International Affairs and Office of Education Abroad conducted their inaugural International Affairs Award and recognition ceremony on April 28th. Officials recognized the 58 students who will study abroad in 18 different countries in the next academic year. For all the latest MTSU information, go to MTSUnews.com. That's the university's news and information website.
Rhonda, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You're offering folks a chance to return to their alma mater and take classes. Why years after they graduated would they come back to school to take classes?
Well, if you've been away from campus from any period of time at all and you come back, you realize that so much has changed. And even though our root programs are still going strong and the programs that helped start the university 100 years ago when we were founded are still going strong, there's so many things that have been added. And so it really is a good chance for people to come back to the university if they haven't been here in several years and see what's going on at their alma mater.
Where did this idea originally come from?
We saw that there were people who wanted to get involved, alumni who wanted to get involved, but they weren't quite sure where they fit. And they needed kind of an overview of everything to see how they might want to spend their time and their resources and volunteering and things like that. And so we wanted to give them a chance to come back, learn what is going on currently, and how they can become engaged in their university.
Because when they do come back, the niche that they find for themselves is not always necessarily associated with their major, is it? It could be associated with some completely separate aspect of the campus.
Correct. You might have a business major who has a really strong interest for theater, and so they may come back and decide that theater is where they really want to become involved.
How did you decide what activities to put on the agenda for this year's Alumni Summer College?
Well, each year we kind of start from scratch, and we do an evaluation from the previous year and the participants, and they give suggestions on what they want for the future. And because this is the centennial year and we're closing it out, we really wanted to focus on programs that were rooted in the history of MTSU. And so this year we're having pretty wide variety of classes and activities that we're offering. Some years the theme is more specific than others. But this year, A Century in the Making, we're really getting to see lots of different things on campus.
There are so many new things you have to show them, too. For one thing, the streets are going to be different. The construction has been enormous. There's a new education building already been built, a new student union in the process of being built. A parcel of land has been set aside for the new science building, although construction has not yet begun on it. So you're really looking to the future in addition to looking to the past.
Yes, the theme A Century in the Making is kind of twofold. We can look in the past century, and then we see that we're laying the groundwork for the next century. And we're going to kick off the whole program in the new education building. And it's so appropriate since we started as a normal school and a school that taught teachers how to teach. We will be starting in the new education building, and we will be learning about how you teach now in the classroom, which is so different than even just a few years ago. We'll be looking at iPads and how people use smartphones in the classroom and all the different apps that are out there for education purposes. And so we're really excited to be able to offer that aspect of education.
When you call these classes, you're not being graded. You're just here to have fun and to learn something.
It is called edutainment. And so we have a blast. Really, if I had to compare the whole alumni summer college experience to anything, it would be very similar to summer camp. And all these people come. As of now, we have people from 8 different states that are coming. Some have been here many years, some are here every weekend, some haven't been back in decades. And they all come, and really it does not take very long at all before they gel together as a group, because they all have that common bond of being part of the MTSU community.
And even though they might not necessarily be staying at the same hotel or whatever, they are coming here with the same purpose in mind. From how far away do your alumni come?
Oh, we have them from New York. We have had them from Wisconsin and Oregon, and just all different areas of the country. We have a lot that are local, and those are usually people who are here on campus a lot and people who are involved. And every year they walk away and say, you know, I've been here all the time. I'm here all the time. I felt like I knew everything that was going on, but I didn't know about that program. And so I want to also invite people from the Murfreesboro and Rutherford County community to come, because you may think that you know what's going on at MTSU, but there's something that you don't know, and we'll be able to show that to you.
We'll talk more about Alumni Summer College on MTSU on the Record right after this.
The Middle East Center at MTSU seeks to promote greater understanding of the politics, history, and culture of this vitally important region of the world. Its mission includes the promotion of outreach programs and faculty research. The center sponsors lectures by Middle East experts and scholarly exchanges. We're especially pleased to offer a new interdisciplinary minor in Middle East Studies with courses in Arabic and Hebrew. This is Dr. Alan Hibbard, Center Director.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're talking with Rhonda King, Assistant Director of Alumni Relations, about the Alumni Summer College. It's considerably cheaper than your regular basic college tuition to take these classes, isn't it?
Yes, the tuition for the 3 days is $225 per person, and that includes all of your meals, and we do have good food during summer college. And so it includes all your meals, your transportation, and then we also have field trips, and we do those on the last day. And this year, the field trips are going to be really unique experiences. We will go to Hatcher Family Dairy, and the main reason that we're going there is because MTSU had a partnership with this family and really helped to save their family business when they were faced with a time that it was very hard for family dairies to make money in this economy. And so Charles Hatcher was a student here, and he graduated in 2009, and he was an agriculture major, and he was able to help form this relationship. And now Hatcher Family Dairy has really established itself as a niche dairy, and they're all family and farm raised. It's a fifth generation that's working on this farm. So that's one of our field trips. The other field trip is to the Tennessee Residence, which has been the official governor's residence since 1949 in our state.
I was going to ask you why this group will be going up there to the governor's mansion.
Well, we have a lot of Blue Raiders that are on the staff there at the mansion. And our current incoming president of our National Alumni Association, Casey Pash, graduated in 2006, and she's the current executive director of the mansion. And so she is going to be able to take us on a tour, and I'm sure we're going to get tidbits that no one knows. Definitely a behind the scenes look. And we also have a couple of alumni that are on the security detail for the governor and the first lady, as well as the head horticulturist there is an MT alum. And so that's why we want to go there, because it is definitely painted blue at the governor's mansion.
Won't the folks also be treated to an elegant dinner there at the residence as well?
Yes, we will be having dinner in Conservation Hall. And that's one of the newer things to the Tennessee residents. And so dinner in Conservation Hall will be a really unique experience. It's an underground facility, and we'll have a great time there, and we'll end up with our whole program there.
What about the new air traffic control 360-degree simulator? That's another 21st century endeavor that might surprise some of the older alumni.
Yes. If you want to land a plane in Memphis, Tennessee, then you can come to MTSU and be able to do that. Our 360-degree air traffic control simulator is the only one in the nation like it. And it is amazing the things that we can do, and all of the cities that they have, the runways mapped out for it. It's really a great opportunity for outreach for MTSU, because several companies are coming and training their pilots on it. And so the participants are going to be able to really be hands-on and see exactly how that works.
Lest we overlook the Center for Innovation in Media, this very place where we are seated and from which we are broadcasting is also on the agenda, right?
Yes, it is. And we are so excited about that, because this is going to be a place that very few people have seen since we just had the grand opening just about a month ago. And so we're going to be able to let people sit behind the news desk, and I'm sure that there may be some breaking news stories that they can break for us.
Okay. Let's see who is qualified to be the next Scott Pelley or Diane Sawyer. What about our military science program? They're going to get a gander at that. Some of them, although it's been in existence for a few years now, might not be aware of our Veterans Memorial.
Yes. The Tom Jackson Building is actually where we'll be located and headquartered for these 3 days. And so they will get to experience the Veterans Memorial. And so many of the participants that come to Alumni Summer College are veterans themselves, or have had family members that are veterans. Many of them came to school on the GI Bill. And I think it's going to be so interesting for them to hear about how many students are here on the GI Bill now. We have over 1,000 veterans that are students, and that qualifies us as the largest enrollment in the whole state of veteran students. And there's a new program that's a federal program called Vet Success, which really helps for veterans to transfer into the college life and to get orientated into that, which is very different when you have a veteran that's coming back from Afghanistan or Iraq compared to a 19-year-old freshman who has just come out of high school. They have different needs. And so Vet Success is a program where there will be a counselor here on campus to take care of their needs and help them to be successful. And I think that our Alumni Summer College participants are really going to enjoy that. We're the first university campus in the state to have this program, and really only the 16th in the nation. And so it really shows that MTSU is an innovator, that we are looking to the future, and we are leading the way in so many different aspects.
We'll be back with more MTSU on the Record in just a moment.
The MTSU Department of Art has the newest facility for visual arts in the state, with approximately 50,000 square feet of space, including high-tech computers and computer-driven equipment for multimedia, graphic design, printmaking, sculpture, painting, and ceramics. We feature a visiting artist lecture program and an exhibition program that exposes students to work by national and international artists. This is Jean Nagy, Chair of the Department of Art.
To find out more, visit mtsunews.com.
We're talking about Alumni Summer College with Rhonda King of Alumni Relations at MTSU. How are you going to handle the wine tasting since this is an alcohol-free campus?
Well, can you imagine what the students during the Prohibition era would think about it if they knew that there was a wine tasting class offered for credit on campus these days? But Dr. Tony Johnston in the agribusiness department has been offering this class for a few years. And from what I hear, it's a hard class to get into. And a lot of people who take it want to take it because they feel like in the future when they get into businesses, get into their business, taking clients out to dinner, that it's really going to benefit them to know what wines go with what food. And it's always impressive to be the person at the table that knows exactly the right wine to order. So he will be tasting four wines and be explaining to everyone what the aroma is and what the flavor is and all of that. So it'll give everyone a little taste of what his actual university class offers.
Tony knows his business, too. He used to be a part owner of a winery, as a matter of fact.
Yes, he does. And he knows so much about agribusiness. And he's also going to be offering a class on that and letting us know how agribusiness works within our nation and around the world.
So much on tap here. Some of it new, some of it old, some of it institutional. Well, this is intended to be a relaxing and informative excursion for the attendees. It also helps recruiting in the long run, does it not?
It does. We limit it to 21 and up, but we do have people who are interested in family members. They may have a niece or a nephew, son or daughter, or even a grandchild that might be interested in some of the programs, and it will give them contacts that they can call directly. They may get to meet deans. Dr. Lana Sievers, the Dean of Education, will be there when we see the new education building. And so if they have a family member who's interested in education, then they'll have that contact. We do have a lot of students who, a lot of participants who decide to come back to school in later years, and so that gives them a good opportunity to see what they might be interested in studying next.
Do people sometimes make business contacts at Alumni Summer College?
I'm sure that they do. I'm sure they do. We have a good core group that comes back every year, and a lot of them, we have several sets of siblings that make their vacation plans, and that's their sister time or their family time that they spend, and that's their vacation together is here at Alumni Summer College.
Frequently during the summer, as you know, a lot of faculty members just depart for their own vacations. So how do you convince some of the people most knowledgeable in these various areas to stick around to lead the classes?
Well, it's planning very early. So we start planning this. It really takes about a year to plan. As soon as we wrap up one, we start thinking about what we want to do for the next. And the faculty here on campus, as long as you can get on their schedule, I've found that they are very willing to help out, that they want to meet alumni, and they want to be able to share what's going on with their program. A lot of times also you find people who are willing to be involved in your program, even some that are so passionate, become so passionate about the program is that they're willing to help out financially with it. And so many times I have professors who are more than happy to share what's going on in their department.
Who will be serving as sort of the tour guides for this? Will it all be alumni relations personnel or other people?
Well, the program is hosted by the Alumni Relations Office, and I help coordinate it, and Ginger Freeman, our director, will be with everyone. And so Ginger and I are with the class the whole 3 days, and we go from from activity to activity with them. And then the rest of our staff goes ahead, and they're our spotters, and so it really is pretty seamless. When we walk into one building, we have people there to greet them and take them to their classes. We'll get back on the bus after classes and we'll ride around campus. And so there's really never a time that the participants have to worry about, what am I going to do next? Because we're there to help them in any way that they want. So it's a time that they can learn a lot, but they don't necessarily have to have a lot of planning ahead of time because it's all planned out for them.
So the Raider Express will be the mode of transportation around campus.
Yes, the Raider Express will take us around campus. We'll also do a little bit of walking and a little bit of golf carting around campus.
And how will they get to campus from their hotels? Is that on their own, or do you offer that kind of back and forth as well?
Well, the participants do, housing is their responsibility, and a lot of them will stay in town with friends or relatives. Many will be in different hotels, and they will come to campus. We have reserved parking for them, so they know exactly where to park. They'll park their cars in the morning, and we take care of them until it's time for them to get back in their cars in the evening.
So they won't have to worry about our highly diligent ticket dispensers, who will be more than happy to put a little yellow piece of paper on your windshield in the event you park in the wrong place. They don't have to worry about that one bit.
Right. We will take care of all of that for them.
Do you run into people at Alumni Summer College sometimes who have mobility issues or special dietary considerations, and you have to take that into consideration as you do your planning?
Yes, we do, and that's part of the registration form, because as long as we know well in advance if you have any special needs, we will make sure that we can take care of those.
Okay. We'll be right back, and we'll have more after this break on MTSU on the Record.
The Middle Tennessee Writing Project is a program that fosters the effective teaching of writing to students in kindergarten through high school. The Writing Project hosts annual summer institutes where teacher participants teach and learn from each other. In addition, the Writing Project sponsors summer writers' camps for youngsters. MTSU is one of 185 sites of the National Writing Project and one of only two in Tennessee. This is Dr. Bobby Solley, Project Director.
For more details, visit mtsunews.com.
And we're talking with Rhonda King, Assistant Director for Alumni Relations at MTSU, about the 5th Annual Alumni Summer College, slated for June 20th through the 22nd. The deadline for applying is June the 1st. With regard to the tuition, do you make any money out of this, or does the tuition just cover the expense of putting it on?
The tuition covers most of the expense putting it on, but this is a program that we deem such an important program within alumni relations that we do have some budget for it. So the $225 tuition helps to cover some of the cost, and then we make sure that the rest is covered by our budget.
In surveying the people who have come in previous colleges, what have you found out about them in general? Do they want to see some of the same things over again? Do they say, I wish you'd add this to the tour because I didn't get to see it last time? What sorts of answers do you get?
We have answers all over the place. The personality that this program attracts is a very inquisitive personality, so they really want to see everything. But as I've said, there are so many things going on campus. There's no way that we can cover everything. And so I think that they do make suggestions every year, but they really like what we do. One thing that a lot of people do like to talk about over and over is the history, because they might have been here in the 1960s, and they liked to hear those stories from then. And so this year, we are going to present the history of the university in a very unique way. And so you'll just have to come to Alumni Summer College to see it. It will not be your typical lecture of the history of MTSU.
Could we call this interactive education, so to speak?
It is. In fact, because of the inquisitive personalities, every session we have is interactive.
About how, what is the age range of the alumni who attend these summer events?
Alumni Summer College is open to any alumni over the age of 21. Typically, the majority of them are in their 50s and 60s that come. We have had younger and even older. We do have a lot of people who are just retiring, and they're wanting to figure out what the next phase of their life is going to hold. And so we've had several that have not been back to the university since they had graduated, some 30 or 40 years ago. And they came back. They've bought season tickets to ball games. They've come back for productions and just really gotten involved in the environment at the university.
Do you think that there is a connection between the impression that Alumni Summer College makes on the attendees and potential future donations to the university?
Definitely. Again, we just open their eyes to things that are going on, and they really do end up finding their niche and what they want to be involved in. And this is not a development program. There's no ask. We don't pass the hat at the end.
Right. This is not a timeshare. Come on, folks. You're not going to get a hard sell. Boy, have we got a deal for you kind of pitch here. This is for your fun. This is for your enjoyment.
It really is. And out of that enjoyable experience, a lot of times people do decide that they want to support different programs here.
Because it gives them an idea of what types of programs are here, and when they see something that really fascinates or intrigues them, they might decide that that is the program that they want to put their money toward.
Yes.
And they can earmark their money to do just that. They don't have to make a general donation that goes into a pot. They can say, I want my money to go toward X, Y, or Z, right?
Yes, and we have opportunities for people just to learn even more about that. Our Vice President, Joe Bales, is heavily involved in the program. People get to know him, and if they, a few years down the line, start wanting to plan their estate and different things like that, they have contacted him and asked him questions about how you handle things. And so it not only gives you an idea of what the programs are, but again, it gives you contacts of people on campus that you might not have known who to talk to otherwise.
Speaking of contacts, if people want to sign up for Alumni Summer College, and once again, the deadline is June 1st, what do they need to do?
They can go online at www.mtalumni.com, and we have an online registration form there, as well as a good class description of all of the different activities that we'll be doing, or they could just call our office.
So for those of you who don't do the internet,
898-2922.
Rhonda King, Assistant Director of the Office of Alumni Relations at MTSU, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.